Hey, what's going on, y'all? We back at it again with another episode of The Hoes and the Wholesome. Tonight we have two special guests, very special guests and life mentors of mine, businessman and woman, Jaymon and Mercedes Williams. Jaymon is one of the most prepared people that I've ever met in my life. You know, I see this a lot when we work together. He would always bring like a pencil or pen or something right on. He always would have questions, you know, easily the smartest and most knowledgeable person I know. This man is writing a book, starting a mentoring / coaching business, and his wife is about to graduate with a master's. So, you know, they actually out here, you know, they truly blessed, and they are easily the most humble people that I've ever met and nicest people I've ever met in the military. Man, I see their life, and you know, you see their life and you see their family, and you just can't help but, man, and say, sit there and say, man, this is what I want out of life. You know, I want to have a partner that's going to stick through the thick and thin with me and be there through my good and bad times. And you know, a lot of the times we don't really get that. We get people that are hella temporary, you know, and I'm actually jealous, you know. So looking at this successful family, it's hard not to be jealous, man. I believe in my heart that every man and woman wants a family. If they say they don't, then they lie, because looking at where you come from or where you came from, no matter how broken your family was, you still love them. And I can say, if I had to relive it, everything that I did again in life, I would do it. I changed a few things, but you know, definitely would do it over again. So without further ado, we're gonna get into this podcast. So Jaymon, tell us about how you got this fine young lady by your side and how you keep her, because I feel like the youth nowadays struggle with keeping a lady by their side, and it's because we have all these applications that are, you know, like get it while you can or get it while it's hot or, you know, hey, just get it. So what you feel about that?
Well, first off, I tell you what, man, that intro was something else, man. It felt like I was a guest pastor to come to your church, man. Appreciate it. That was beautiful.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, but to answer your question, though, man, it might sound cliche, but I actually prayed for a woman that would be my equal in every way. And it's funny because thank the Lord that she just so happened to be on POF.
So y'all met on a date of that?
We did,
yes,
man.
We did.
Okay. Never know, I start rapping and that's how it happened.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I'm glad your rapping career didn't succeed.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so what would you say is the most important thing to remember in a relationship? Would you say it's dates or, you know, her birthday or whatever it is, you know, as in what's their favorite food or what they like to do? What is it?
I mean, honestly, I think it's a combination of both. I mean, you know, the material things kind of matter on the surface. You know, it's not what you always want to give in your relationship, right? Because that stuff fades. Material stuff is going to fade. But you also need to know the person, right? Because you want to invest in them. You need to know what makes them tick and what makes them sad and what you can do at their lowest points of their life, right? Honestly, I think, you know, we live in a generation where social media is a big part of our lives, right? So a lot of times, you know, you might be in a good situation, might have a good boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, wife, whatever the case may be, but you might be actually sitting there scrolling down Instagram and comparing your relationship to somebody else's because you see, oh, you know, they seem like they have a better relationship than I do, but then, you know, the grass isn't always greener on the other side. So I think a lot of times, you know, people are breaking up and just not staying together in this generation, just because there's a lot of comparing what you have to what someone else has.
Yeah, I see that a lot on Instagram, and not only with couples, but women themselves. You know, they look at all the Instagram models, and they see that,
right,
and they say, well, I want bigger boobs, or I want something, instead of just being happy with what God gave.
Right, exactly. Know? Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, I know a lot of women out here saying, you know, I'm simple. I like walks in the park and stuff like that.
You know, we like to be spoiled, though. You know, every once in a while, you know, drop some roses down, you know, buy her something nice. But that stuff is, you know, surface stuff. You got to actually penetrate the heart and actually be able to do more than that for them. Because material stuff is not going to keep somebody. Money fades.
Exactly, exactly. That's why I like to say, what you think, Jamie?
Well, I'm going to tell you like my man Joe said. You just got to want to know what turns your woman on. Says you can be that and more. And know what makes them cry. So you can be the one that makes them smile.
Stop.
you know, that reminds me. Netflix just came out with Money Talks on there.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a good movie.
He went up to the staircase and he quoted with Barry White. Oh, my gosh. He's up there talking to him. You're my first, my last, my everything. That's what reminds me of.
Yeah, but that, Joe said it best, though. Like, it's funny because it's a song, but honestly, you have to know what your woman wants, you know, because you got to be that. Like Pastor always say, you got to fill in the gap. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, like, if she's hurting, I got to know what's hurting her. Mm-hmm. If she's sad, I got to be able to cheer her up and just be there. Like, we got to make her happy because that's what makes it work. Like, marriage isn't, like, you know, people say it's 50-50, but it's actually 100-100, because you both got to give 100% on each side. Because 50-50, you only give half. Mm-hmm. So you want 100% on each side, and you just got to do whatever it takes and try to know each other the best you can to succeed.
Yeah, I can definitely contest to that, man, because, you know, you might think you know somebody, you know, being with them for a year, and then next thing you know, they flip the script, and it's just whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So y'all met on dating app, so... This is like living proof that dating apps work for some people. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, they do.
Everybody isn't trying to Netflix and chill out there, y'all. You know, some people trying to get some people. Some people trying to get some partners out there.
Absolutely.
All right, so question for Mercedes. Would you have ever thought that a random guy on the app would be your soulmate?
Honestly, no. Never in a million years. Like, honestly, the only reason why I got on Plenty of Fish was because my college roommate, shout out to Ashley, was like, hey, girl, you know, get on there. I was going through, like, a bad breakup at the time. So she was like, get on there. There's plenty of guys. You'll forget all about your breakup. Got on there and met this guy. But, you know, you don't intend for things to be that long term. You know, you think you're going to meet somebody, maybe hang out, go on a few dates, but not really thinking that it's going to go longer than that. So
dang, so she was the rebound, bro. That's a hell of a rebound. But that's dope though. What about you, J-Mon? You ever think that you would meet the love of your life on a date nap?
Nah, man. I was chilling because I was actually just joined the military. I was in rap. What's it called? Rap. Mm-hmm. Yeah, waiting to go to boot camp, and I was just chilling. My homeboy Glenn, like I said, shout out to Glenn. So we was working out. He said, man, get this POF app, man. All the girls on there. I'm like, okay, cool. So I got it, and then I saw this beautiful young woman right here, and it's just funny because. Definitely wouldn't have saw this coming from sending that initial message, you know. I was like, oh, it's cool, like you know, it was like a little cute, little innocent girl on there. So I didn't think that this would turn into what it is now.
Oh, okay.
But almost 8 years later. Yeah.
8 years later. What was the first message? Do y'all remember what the first message was?
No, man, no. Nah.
I don't really remember the first message, but I do remember somebody used to be trying to spit some mad game on Plenty of Fish.
Man, I'm going to tell like I used to tell them. I don't spit game, I spit the truth.
Oh, okay.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Okay, player. Okay. This man said, I don't spit game, I spit the truth.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right. So what are some advice you would give some men and women out there thinking about getting married?
Man, PCP. And I ain't talking about the drug.
Okay.
It's prayer, communication, and patience.
Okay.
That's like the three things that you need to have a successful relationship, because prayer, first off, you know, you got to have that relationship with God to help get you through and help you get through those hard times, and then pray to have better communication and pray for that patience. And then the next one is that communication, because that's the second most important, because without communication, it fails. Because like I said, if you're talking to somebody, but it's like talking to a brick wall. It's just going to be one-sided, so you're never going to
solve your differences or make up when you're having arguments. But if you actually communicate and be adults and sit there and talk to each other, that'll help you each other grow, and you can learn. Like I said from Joe, you want to know, and each of us wants to know how to please each other and do the things that we want to do for each other. So you have to communicate. Then also, that last one, patience, because that's critical, because it was a lot of nights. Like, when we, like, had our ups and downs, you know, everything looks good now, but back in the day when we had our ups and downs, and I was like, man, what is wrong with this girl? Like, I just was like, Lord, give me strength. That's all I could do.
I used to test him, y'all.
You know, she used to test our vows, man. I was working on my patience, but I knew the Lord was like, I knew this was what the Lord blessed me with. And I was like, I know it's a good thing, so I just had to do that patience, and now we're even better than ever.
Yeah, so what's some advice that you would give the women out here in relationships, Mercedes?
I mean, honestly, I think you need to pray first before you get into any relationship, or even if you're in something new or been in something for a while, you definitely need to just pray to God and just make sure He directs your path and your walk in that relationship. And then the next biggest thing is communication. You know, you have to be open with your significant other, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whoever it may be. And you have to be willing to go deep with them and tell them your insecurities. You know, a lot of times stuff happens in your relationship and it's going to reflect those insecurities that you have. So you have to be willing to communicate those things. And then I think the next biggest one is, you know, just trusting your gut. Trust yourself. You have to trust the person you're with. If you can't trust them, then you probably don't need to be with them.
I agree with that so much, man. So many people will do something, and then their partner will just be in denial that they don't trust them, or tell them that they don't trust them, but won't want to leave them.
Right, yeah.
And my thing is, like, if there's no trust, then why are you in the relationship?
Yeah, it definitely, like, can break down a relationship if you don't trust that person. And it's going to show. It's going to be evident. You're going to be sneaking, going through his phone, blocking people on Instagram. I'm telling on myself, y'all. I used to do that back in the day. You know?
She was crazy, y'all. But she delivered now.
I'm delivered.
Yeah, but you know, some people like them crazy women out there, man. They be out there for the thrills.
Oh, no, not me.
Yeah, we're trying to get somebody that ain't crazy out here. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so we're just going to go back for a little bit. On the dating app, how long did y'all think it would last, like, after the first date? Like, what was the first date like?
Ooh, so the first date, honestly, y'all, I thought I was getting catfished. To be honest. And it's so crazy because around that time, that is, like, when Catfish, the TV show, just first came out. So I was just, like, I had watched a couple episodes, and I was sure I was going to get catfished. Because what happened was we were supposed to meet at Putt-Putt.
Okay, so I went golfing?
Yes.
And bowling.
And bowling.
Oh, golfing and bowling.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Originally, I went to Putt-Putt, and I called him, and I was like, hey, I'm here, and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm here, and so, you know, I'm walking through, and I'm looking for this guy that looks like the picture, and I don't see him, so then I called him again, I was like, oh, I don't see you, and he was like, oh, where are you at, and I was like, I'm in Putt-Putt. So, mind you, the Putt-Putt we went to is right next to another place that's kind of like Dave & Buster's. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, I'm in the other place. So I was like, oh, okay, my heart's beating fast. Like, I'm like, okay, I think I'm about to get catfished. So then, you know, I go to the other location and I walk in and I see this dude walk up to me with the most beautiful smile. And I was like, oh, okay, it's actually the guy from the pictures. I felt so relieved.
Oh, it was a smile, brother. A smile.
Oh, man, the smile took me away. But the first date was pretty cool. Like, he seemed like a real cool dude. We had a lot of stuff in common. It was kind of actually surprising. It was just so easy. What do you think, Jamon?
So, I'm going to tell you my side of the story. So, it's the exact same thing. Like, I called her. I go, hey, babe. Not my babe. Because we first started talking. Like, hey, Mercedes, where you at? And, you know, we get on the phone. We had talked on the phone a couple of times, but for some reason this time her voice sounded different.
Oh, man.
And she sounded so proper, like, educated. I ain't saying, like, it was like a white girl or anything, but it sounded like a white girl. Like, her voice totally sounded different. I'm like, man, I'm about to get catfished. Next, I'm out here looking for like a white girl. I'm like, oh man. And she gonna, but it's certainly like I kept going around, and the artist was scared because, like I said, cause she was in the other place and I'm in the other place. So we was out in different places. And I'm just looking around all these people. And I see people on the phone. I'm like, oh, this is who I'm talking to, but it's somebody else. And then, so when she first came in, I found out, like I said, I was relieved. I was like, okay, okay, it's that thing bad right there. Okay, okay, just okay. Even better than the pictures, you know?
Oh, even better.
Yeah, even better than the pictures. Than the pictures. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, but the first day, it was incredible because she got to see my south side.
Okay.
Because my big mama called me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we was out there, putt-putt, you know, I was getting my Tiger Woods on, you know. And next thing you know, my big mama called. And she was talking to me, and you know, your grandparent, my great grandma, she didn't want to get out the phone. So I'm like, I sat down talking to her while we on a date. And she's like, what are you doing, baby? I'm like, I'm on a date. On a date? and so I thought she was going to let me get out the phone. But she was like, is this young lady nice? So she just kept going on. And I had it on speaker, so it was even funny. Mercedes was just smiling over there because she saw how I was talking and how I was so loving and patient with my grandma, my great grandma with that. And she was like, just that got her right there. She said, that's like, so shout out to Big Mama, you know.
Okay, shout out to Big Mama.
Yeah, he put me in the dough.
That's good. Yeah. Who won the round of putt-putt? Who won? Let her win, man?
Oh, no, I beat her butt on the putt-putt.
Okay, he beat me in putt-putt, but, you know, I whipped his tail in bowling. Though.
Okay. So y'all ended the night with a draw?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so on to our next question. What are some wrong reasons to get married to someone?
Oh, I would definitely say lusting after them, like their looks, because looks and appearances definitely fade. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, get with someone that you're not attracted to, because you definitely want to be attracted to that person, because that will help your sexual relationship with that person. But don't let that person's appearance or their looks just be the only reason why you're with them, because anything could happen to them where their appearance fades over time.
You cannot let lust like dictate your relationship, because like when we first started talking, it was both something new for us, because like I wouldn't talk to like certain types of women because I was like, oh, I gotta have this or that. And then Mercedes was the same way. I'm a short dude. I'm 5'1". So she was totally talking to dudes. Like I say, Pretty Ricky or what's his name?
El
DeBarge. El DeBarge. Yeah, I always say, oh, El DeBarge looking dudes that were like 6'5". And I'm far from that. But we both gave each other a chance and tried to, you know, get on like, hey, you know, we're gonna try something different. And you know what? It worked out for the best, because instead of going out what we wanted, we went for what we needed, and that's what helped us, because, like, of course, the sexual attraction was there, but that wasn't the only thing, because we got to know each other first and got to build on that, and then it just kept growing and growing.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, man. Some people are just so quick to say, I'm done, if, like, your partner says something out of the way. Like, it can be something as simple as, like, I don't know, like they don't like the TV shows you watch, something like that, you know, and you gotta really be open-minded about that stuff, because you can say one wrong thing nowadays and they just like, oh yeah, we ain't gonna work, and people just give up or whatever. Yeah. I never understand that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So how long did y'all date before one of y'all said, I'm hoping it was J-Mon, said, I want this forever?
It was a year.
Yeah, it was a year.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was like a year. I was in tech school, and I was tripping at the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was tripping.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
Yeah, I was tripping. I was like, man, I ain't ready for no relationship and all this. And then when I got to my first base in Wyoming, like we started dating. We were still dating, but we started talking more. I'm like, you know what? This is really the girl that I need in my life. And I'll never forget my mom calling me. And it's the funniest thing. Because I remember Mercedes had called my mom crying, because I guess I was tripping. I admit that I was tripping. And my mom called me. She was like, J-Mon, you know you don't be doing that. She said, you give them a little dick, they get attached.
Oh, my
God. and she was like,
wait, I know your mama did.
Yes,
she did.
And that's what she's
cutthroat, boy.
Yeah, she was like, that's why you can't be doing that. You can't be giving it out to everybody. And I was like, yeah, I know, Mama. So I was like, but then I was surprised when Mama said that. But it was funny, though. And then it made me realize, because, like, just to see Mercedes crying to my mom and know that they hurt me, like, damn. Because I don't want to hurt somebody for me trying to be stupid. Like, oh, well, I'm not ready for a relationship just because I feel like I wasn't ready. But it was like, you know, that's that gut feeling where, you know you're ready, but I was trying to act like it because it was like, it's too soon. Or I'm by myself right now. I'm in a whole other state because of a long-distance relationship. Mm-hmm. But it was the best thing because I knew, like, my mind, my body, and not my body, but my mind, like, was like, and the guy was, like, telling me, like, you know what, this is the right thing. And
yeah, man.
It was.
That's real because I know long-distance will kill a relationship quick.
Oh, yeah,
What about you, Mercedes? Was it when you was crying? You crying on the phone? How you get mama's number?
Me and Jamon's mom are literally like the same person. It's so funny that he literally married like his mom. Like, we are the same person. Our birthdays are a few days apart. Our mannerisms and how we act is literally spot on. It's scary. The same person.
Yeah, it's scary.
It's kind of scary. But I think I knew that something about him was different. Just like the whole time we were together, like I said earlier, it was so easy. It was pretty much effortless. Like, I didn't have to do too much. I didn't have to like chase him down or worry that he was like with some other girl or this, that, and the third. Like, it was just really easy and it was really calm. And I just like felt peaceful about the whole situation. So I think I knew like maybe like 6 or 7 months after we had been dating that he was the right person for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's actually what scared me because of how easy it was going.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's too good to be true. And I think that's why I tried to talk myself out of it, which, you know, a lot of people do that sometimes. Like, oh, it's just going too good. It's going too smooth.
Really was getting cold feet.
Yeah,
yeah, right. I was. I ain't going to lie. I was. I was like, man, I'm trying to live my best life, you know.
Yeah.
I want to be a single dude in the military, you know. But that's what God had in my plans, and
nope,
it wasn't for me, you know.
Nope, not at all.
He didn't want to give up his player ways, but, you know, you had to. Like, the scary thing is, like, a lot of people don't know, Jamon and I have so much in common. Like, we're, like, the same person, too. It's, like, it's kind of weird how much, weird and super scary how much stuff we have in common. It'll be, like, the littlest thing, and it's just like, wow. You would never expect to get that from your soulmate.
Yeah, that's kind of scary, man. If I found somebody that was exactly like me, yeah, I'd definitely be worried too. just because, I should be talking crazy sometimes. Sorry, man, look, I'm trying to tell you, like, if I ever find a girl that can crack jokes on me just as well as I do, man, I'm telling you, yeah. It'd be a bad day for me.
Oh, man.
You have to hang it up.
I'm about to hang it up.
Yeah.
All right, as a couple, would you say y'all have done it all? As in, like, traveling together, going out together, partying? How was the club scene? You know, because sometimes I feel like couples can't go to the club together. You know, like, they always want to have that like, single mindset or whatever. I mean, I used to go with my ex. We'd go to the club when I was in Guam. We'd go to the club, and we'd go out together, and we'd have all our friends together, whatever. We had all these other things I hadn't had someone, well, I had done with somebody. I haven't been that comfortable in like a while, you know, just to take somebody to the club because, you know, in the club, you know, people just be free or whatever. Was that weird seeing each other in the club together? You know, like, how was that?
I mean, honestly, did we went to the club
maybe like
twice?
Yeah, maybe a couple of times.
Maybe two or three times.
Maybe.
Like, we're both homebodies, so it's in our nature to stay at home. And we both went to college first.
Yeah,
so
I'm all clubbed out. I'm all clubbed out, man.
We got it in college and got it out of our system. Yeah. So we only, okay, I think, went to the club maybe three times together, and it wasn't a bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're definitely, I feel like we're old now, so yep. we ain't going to the club, yep, y'all. The club is played out. We don't do that no more.
Yeah,
we're delivered.
we all partied out. Only parties we got now is Chuck E. Cheese.
Hello. Yeah,
I'm
taking the baby.
Yeah, taking the baby now.
Okay.
But as far as like traveling, like we both love traveling the world. And like, we traveled before we even knew each other all around the world. And then when we got married, we went on cruises and traveled to different states together as well. And we just love, so we want to keep that going. And now that we have a little baby girl, we want to be able to take her and have her experience those same experiences that we had by traveling the world. So
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so we never get tired of that. That's one thing. We may be tired of traveling and partying and clubbing, but we'll never get tired of traveling because we just want to keep exploring the world.
Right.
Okay. So after all that clubbing and after all that traveling and stuff that y'all did out in Wyoming, you guys officially married and you arrived to Hawaii. Y'all pursued church. Do you think church has helped you with your marriage and also the transition from couple to parents?
I think when, to be like 100% honest, when we got to Hawaii, we were like in a really bad spot in our marriage. Like, we could have easily have gotten divorced before coming to Hawaii or like shortly after we got here.
It was bad.
We were in a really bad spot. And I definitely think church, thank the Lord for pastor, because he really spoke into our lives. And I think that's how we knew we were in the right church when we got here, is because the first Sunday, it was like, oh, he's speaking right to us, like instantly right to us. So church has definitely improved our marriage.
I 100% agree with that. Like, it's funny because like one of the first times we like start going to the church, they actually had a marriage retreat.
We
went to, you know, because like I said, we was like, I ain't gonna lie too, we was about to get divorced, like, because like we were fighting all the time, cursing each other all the time. Like, we wasn't in a good space at all. So like we went to that marriage retreat, and then like the guest speakers there, and like they were just like talking to us, and it was like so real. And it wasn't what you expect. You know, you go to like a church marriage retreat, things gonna be all like conservative and like, you know, boring. It was a complete opposite. Like, he was getting down to it, like telling, like, hey, get your diet right. You know, he was like, you know what I'm talking about. He was like, I like this. So he was like, you know, you gotta communicate. And that's when I started realizing we gotta do better at communicating, because that's where all our problems were stemming from, was that poor communication. So just like getting more rooted in church and getting more closer to God, like, helped us realize that he put us together for a reason. Like, God put us together for a reason. So like, coming to church here, like, you know, we've been to church our whole life. Like, we all grew up in the church and all, but like, here we actually got in the church and actually got more serious. And that's been the best thing, because it's helped us become better, like a better man. I know it become a better woman. We had a mother, father, you know, so it's like, it just helped us all around. And like, so love our church. Shout out Life More Abundantly Island Church, you know, Pastor Williams.
Okay, yeah. I also attend the same church. I'll be on the virtual. I'll definitely be out there. Did you want to ask him to say this?
No. He hit it. He touched it.
Okay. I have one more question, man. And it's in the back of my mind, because I have to ask this question. What point did you see a change in communication between you and Mercedes, like where it went from like just where it was at to improved? And how did you get her to communicate better? Because I feel like a lot of women, or even men sometimes, don't even know how to communicate what they want. Especially if it's like, it's something as simple as like getting food. Like, you know, you ask, I'm not gonna put it on no genders. What I'm saying, you ask somebody like what they want to eat and they say, I don't know. It's like the first question or the first answer that pops in their head is, I don't know.
You didn't even think about it.
Yeah. I know for me, I can answer that easy. Like, I know Mercedes, I used to get on her nerves because I would literally be up every night to like 2 or 3 in the morning, like talking to her, like, baby, what's wrong? Like, what can I do? Like, why are we going through these things? Because, like, me, I'm not a confrontational person. Like, and I was mad because, like, I love my wife and wanted, like, I never wanted to have a divorce. I wanted to always have one wife and be with that wife forever. So, us going through those hard times, I'm like, man, something gotta shake. And I know I just kept. Every night, like, literally, like, for months, like, I ain't gonna lie to you, like, months, was going by, like, hey, baby, like, every night, 2, 3 in the morning, like, hey, baby, what's going on? Let's talk about it. Is it like, what can we do better? And she wouldn't budge, it just kept like a brick wall. And I was getting fed up. That's what I said, I was practicing that patience, you know what I'm saying, earlier, I was practicing my patience. That's what I said, this is, they could come from a testament for me. I can tell you it's proof. But one time, like I think when I got to my boiling point, like, I ain't gonna lie, man, I shared some thug tears. Oh, wow. Some thug tears. Like,
out there sharing thug passion.
Thug passion. Like, I was, like, talking to her. Like it was, like, late one night. I was like, you know what? Like, if you don't want to, like, talk to me and tell me what we can do to do better, like, let's just call it a quits. Because there's no reason for both of us to be miserable because we both hated being married at that time. Like, we said we loved each other, had love for each other. But we hated what position we were in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want to go through this anymore because I didn't get married to be miserable, come home sad, and you know, like I didn't get married for that. So that one time we was in bed laying together, and I was like, I had a couple of thug tears, like, let's just end it right now, like, and say I don't hate you, I don't dislike you, just I don't want to put up with this. And I think that's what got her to realize that I was serious about trying to communicate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she'd push you to the edge, made you cry and everything.
Like, I did. Yep. Y'all, and like people that know Jamon, he is not a crier. He's not like a emotional person. So like him crying, like that took me out. I was like, oh, I'm ready. I'm changing. I'm like, I was ready to change because that took me out, y'all.
Yeah, man. You know, like I'm not an emotional person either, man. But if I ever get to the point where I'm crying, I'd be telling people like, oh yeah, y'all push me. I ain't even gonna come back. Cause I'm not even a mean person.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I'm always happy go lucky.
Yep. Yeah. Same here.
If I start crying.
Oh yeah. Oh, no. Yep. That's an issue. It's an issue.
Yep. That's how I say. That's what did it there. Cause I was done. Like I was like go sign them papers. Well, Usher say I was ready to sign them papers. Stop. But luckily, you know, the Lord touched her heart and like. No, after that, it's been good. Like, we've been communicating. Like, no matter if it's something tough to talk about, like, nothing's too hard to talk about now. We talk about it. Just get it out in the air because, like, letting it boil up, that's just going to make it worse later on down the road. So, if we have any issue now, let's just talk about it. It's over with and no quarrels or nothing wrong. Like,
See, that's what I look for. Like, you know, if you're going to have an argument, have it and then hash it out and just leave it alone. Like, I think the biggest pet peeve I have in a relationship is when, like, something happens and then 6 months down the road, you still talk about it.
Oh, yeah, you can't do that.
You cannot do that.
You got to dead it.
Yeah, you got to dead it.
Because
that's the relationship killer right there. Mm-hmm.
That's a relationship killer.
Why you right looking there. To the past when, like, you should be worried about the present and the future. Because what happened in the past is the past. So, like, move on from it. Like, if you can't move on from it, that means you don't trust that person.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, man, if you don't trust them, then what's the point of being in a relationship?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you guys got anything else to say? Y'all look out for Jamon's Golden Minded business is coming up. Yeah. I look forward to it. You want to speak on it a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I can speak on it. It's a program I'm starting out. It's real passionate about mentoring and coaching others and it's just something that's like the guy I put on my heart because, like I say, I'm very passionate about helping people. And I want to start this coaching and mentoring business, Golden Minded. It should be coming online shortly. I have a website in the works right now and also writing books and everything. So all that's coming soon. So just be on the lookout for it.
Yeah, man. Remember, if he can do it, you can do it. Don't limit yourself in anything. I'm definitely telling you, 2021, like I started this podcast and I thought it was going to be hard, but it was relatively easy to do. A lot of people might say that a lot of stuff is hard, but you won't know until you do it. Yeah. So I just had to start this podcast up and, you know, here we are. Thank y'all for listening, man. You know, I appreciate y'all. You know, I can't say like and subscribe because this ain't YouTube. But, yeah, definitely subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify, too. So y'all go ahead and do that. But we'll catch y'all later.
I just want to thank you for having us, man. Keep on pushing. What you're doing right here is really beautiful, man.
Yeah.